Today's shiur is a Masechta in the Dorim on Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Amud Beis with the last word on the third last line of the Amud, Omer Rav Ashi Toshima. Our sugya today continues the question which was asked at the end of yesterday's shiur, which begins on the ninth last line, the last word on the line, and let's review that question briefly. Iboy Lahud B'nai Yeshiva had a question. Omar Koinem Yayin Shani Toyim Yoim Madine. What is the din if someone said it should be prohibited to me to drink wine, to taste wine, and he used the word Yoim? And the Gemara's question was, do I say that the word Yoim is Ke Hayoim, that it is equal to him saying Hayom, and then it would be prohibited for him to drink wine until Tseis HaKoychavim, until the stars come out, until it's nighttime. Or do I say that when he uses the word yoim, it's keyoim echad. He means like one complete day, which would mean that he is prohibiting on himself me'es la'es, from the moment that he uttered that neder until 24 hours later, but it would not become permitted that night. And now we begin Rav Ashi's proof to this question. Amar Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, Toshma, come in here. I will bring you a proof from a Mishnah further on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, if you look approximately six lines from the bottom of the Amud, there is a Gimel, which is the Bach. The Bach says, Shom She'eni Toim Nichtu B'tzidah Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Now that Bach is in its wrong place. There are a number of mistakes here. The Bach is in its wrong place because the Bach there is going when the Gemara quotes our Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. So obviously that's not where the Bach belongs. The Bach belongs right here in our sugya on Koinem Yayin She'ani Toim Hashana, which is where Rav Ashi is bringing his proof from the Mishnah further. So the Bach says, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, which is a mistake, because we find in our Gemoras at least, that it's on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. What is the Mishnah there on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph saying? That if a person made a neder not to drink wine, and the correct girsa, which the Bach is pointing out to us, not only where the Mishnah is, but he's coming to point out that the word is not she'ani toyim, but the actual lashon of the Mishnah there is she'eni toyim. So we have the first four words now straight. Koinem yayin she'eni toyim on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And then he says hashana. Now if you look in the Mishnah further on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it says there lishana. However, the Hagoyis Tziyunim there on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph brings the Rishash, who quotes the Run and the Rush, and they say that the correct text should be, as we find here in our Gemara, not Lishana, but Hashana. And based on that text, which is found also in the Mishnayis, we can now understand what Rav Ashi is trying to prove. So again, now that we've clarified all the mistakes in the text here, Toshma, Koinem Yayin She'eni Toyim Hashana. He makes a neder that he would not drink wine this year. So we say, Nis Abra Hashana, if the year, he was, as the run will explain, and we're going to learn that run inside, that he was speaking on Rosh Hashanah. And he says that this year I will not drink any wine. And what happened in the middle of the year, like we have this year, Tavshin Samaches, that Nisab Rashana, it was a leap year. There was an utter sheni. So the halacha is, Aser Bo, he's not allowed to drink wine during the year, Ubi Ibura. Neither is he allowed to drink wine during the utter sheni. In other words, he is Aser for a total of 13 months to drink wine. If I would say that the Lashon Hashana does not include the other sheni, then he would only be usher for 12 months. He would only be usher up till Rosh Chodesh Elul. But since Hashana means the entire year, and we don't go after roiv years where there is no other sheni, and we say that what he meant was whatever amount of time there is from this Rosh Hashanah until next Rosh Hashanah, even if it's a total of 13 months. That's included in what he is saying. Let us look at the run at the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, the second last line. Nirali, says the run, Divri Amaskal Osubro Biibura. Nirali, the Rebusa, the Mitzer Biibura, Lenoider Mitchilis Hashana Itzrach. It's the Chiddush over here is that someone who is making a Neder at the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah is not only Osir for 12 months, but he's Osir for 13 months, including the Adar Sheni, the extra leap month that was added in the middle of the year. And the Chiddush is, the Salkadat, the Chamin, I would have thought, the Loy Litzer, El Bishnaim, Osir Chodesh, Karav Shanim, that he is only prohibited in 12 months, like most years, Kamash Malan, the Mitzvah, Bishloish Esrei, that he is also for 13 months. The E Benoider, Berosh Chodesh Shvat, as the run continues on the top of Dav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, if it would be speaking about a case where he made the Neder on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Pshita, the Hashanah, when he says the word Hashanah, Ad Rosh Hashanah Mashva. If he was standing by Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he's right before Adar Aleph and Adar Sheni, and then he says that for the duration of this year, Hashanah, I'm prohibiting wine upon myself, then there would be no question that he's going from now, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, until the following Rosh Hashanah, including the Adar Sheni. The Chiddush is where he is saying the Neder on Rosh Hashanah. It's a year away from next Rosh Hashanah. And even though most years do not include another Sheni, the Chiddush is that Hashanah encompasses the regular 12 months plus the leap month. Now let's go back to Dav Samach Amud Beis in the Gemara, the last two words. The Gemara asks, Heichi Dami, how is this case speaking about? As we turn to Dav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, if you're going to say that it is precisely the way it's written in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, according to the text, the way the Rush and the Run have it, as the Rishash points out, that it says there, it should say Hashanah instead of Lishanah. So if he actually said the word Hashanah, Lamali Lememra, what do you have to tell to me? He said for a year. And Pshita, if the year happens to be 13 months, it's 13. If it's 12, it's 12. Whatever this year will encompass, that's what's included in his neder. What's the Chiddush? El Olav de Amar Shana. Must be that he really didn't say Hashanah. If you want to teach me a Chiddush, it must be he said the word Shana. And Alma, from this we see that Shana ke Hashanah dami. That Shana is equivalent to him having said Hashanah. And if Shana is equal to Hashanah, then V'yoyim Nami Kehayoyim Dine. Then Yoyim, your question of the boil of the Bnei Yeshiva was, does Yoyim have a din of Hayoyim, or does it have a din Yoyim Echad? Is it Aser Hayoyim, meaning until Maitzoy, until the end of, until Seisik Kechavim? Or does it mean Yoyim Echad Meis Leis, 24 hours? So just like I see from the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Shana equals Hashana, then in our question of Yoyim, Yoyim will equal Hayoyim. So according to the Run's Pshat, as the Run points out on the second line of this Amud, Shema Mino Shana Ka Hashana, Dei Dine Kishana Achas, Loi Mitzur Biibura Ela Bishnaim Asa Chodesh Karayv Shanim. So the Run learns, and not everybody will agree with this, as we'll soon see. The Run says that the Gemara's proof al korchach must be because Hashanah is equal to 13 months. And it was even Pshit that the Gemara was saying that Hashanah is equal to 13 months. But what does Shana Achas equal, says the Run? It must be that Shana Achas is only 12 months. Because if Shana Achas would also be 13 months, so what's your raya that Shana is equal to Hashanah? Maybe Shana is equal to Shana Achas. If the Gemara is proving that Shana is equal to Hashanah, must be Hashanah is 13 months, and Shana Achas is only 12 months. And therefore, the Chiddush is that Shana is kahashana. That's how the Run learns the sugya. However, the other Rishonim, the Rosh and Tosfos, disagree in many points, and one of the fundamental points is that they disagree that Shana Achas is 12 months. They say, just like we said by a day, that Shana, that Yoyim Echad is equivalent to Me'es Le'es, so Shana Achas will also be Me'es Le'es. So they say that it's a Dover Poshet that Shana Achas is 13 months, not 12 months, like the Run said. It's from today until the same time next year, the same as today. So that Bal Korcha will include the other Sheni, and it'll be 13 months. So where the Ran says that Shana Achas is 12 months, and Hashana is 13 months, and therefore we prove that Shana is Kahashana, the other Rishonim disagree. And they have a totally different way of learning the Sugya, Ayin Shem. We are going according to the Shita of the Ran. Says the Gemara, Loi, you have no proof, and we're learning according to the Ran, you have no proof that Shana equals Hashana of 13 months and not Shana Achas of 12 months, and thereby you were trying to prove that Yoim equals HaYoim and not Yoim Echad, Loi. Loilim Damar Hashana. Really, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is speaking about where he said Hashana. So if it's saying Hashana the Gemara before asked Pshita, that's 13 months. The same Halech Acher Rav Hashanim. I might have thought that we should go when he says Hashana after most years, which is really what the Ran spoke out at the bottom of Samach Amud Beis. This is the Chiddush. I would have thought that when he says Hashana, he means what a regular year is. The majority of years do not have a other base. There will only be 12 months of his neder, which will end on Rosh Chodesh Elul, instead of going to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei till Rosh Hashanah, because it can't go for 13 months, only 12 months. Kamash Malon, that when he says Hashanah, and this year it came out that there was an other base, his word of Hashanah will include 13 months, it will include other base itself, so there's a Chiddush in Hashanah. You don't have to say that the Mishnah really meant Shana, and Shana the Chiddush is equivalent to Hashanah. There's a Chiddush in the word Hashanah itself, because who says Hashanah means 13? That itself is a Chiddush. So I have no more a proof that Shana equals Hashanah. I don't have a proof that Yoim equals HaYoim, and what in fact is the Halacha. So the Ran on the fifth line says, Ule'inyan Halacha, Kivin Debayin Lo'ifshita, since now the Gemara has gone through various proofs and has not been able to be poshate this Shaila, Naktina l'chumra, we go l'chumra, that what? Di yoim ki yoim echad dami, v'osr meis la'eis, that in fact yoim has a din like yoim echad, it doesn't have a din of ha-yoim, which ha-yoim would have meant only until seisek echavim, but rather yoim is ki yoim echad, meis la'eis, we go l'chumra. Continues the Gemara with a new Shaila, boy, Luda b'nei Yeshiva had another question. Omar, he said, yayin shani toim yoivol, my, we know that there are a 7-year cycle, 6 years that we do avoid in the field, and in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th year we have to rest. V'shav se'or et Shabbos Lashem, as it is this year, Tavshin Samaches, a Shemitah year. But at the end of 7 cycles of 7 years, at the end of the 49th year, we have the 50th year, which has a din of Yoivel. And Yoivel also, it's usher to do any avoda in the karka in Eretz Yisrael. So what happens if a person is in the middle of a Yoivel cycle? He's somewhere in the middle of those 50 years, and he says, I'm not going to drink wine during this Yoivel. And what word does he use? He uses the word Yoivel. What is the din? Now, before we see what the exact question is, the Ran is quick to point out that the Gemara here is Lav Dafka. It's not that he actually used the word Yoivel. Because since, as the Ran said concerning the previous Gemara, that Yoim were Machmer, that Yoim equals Yoim Echad, if he said Yoivel, then Yoivel would also be Yoivel Echad. Because we go l'chumra. We say it's meis leis. If it's a day, it's 24 hours. If it's a yoivel, it's going to be an entire 50 years. So even though he's in the middle of this 50-year cycle, if he used the word yoivel, we would be machmer to say it's yoivel echad, which means I'm prohibiting upon myself. He's at the age of 20, and it's in the middle of a yoivel cycle, but he uses the word yoivel, which is equal to yoivel echad. He's saying, for 50-year cycle, I'm not going to, from now, 50 years from today, I will not drink wine. So that's not the Gemara Shaila. Ran says it must be that the Gemara is speaking about Yoivel Zeh. He used the words Yoivel Zeh. And now we have a question. In other words, he's limiting himself not to 50 years in my lifetime, but rather I'm limiting myself to the yovel in which I am presently living in. It's, the neder will definitely not extend past the yovel, the jubilee year of the yovel cycle I'm living in. My question is, does it include that 50th year of yovel as part of the 49 years that preceded it? Or do I say that that 50th year really is not connected to the previous 49 years, but rather it's connected to the future 49 years? And this is the Gemara Shaila. My, do I say Shnas Chamishim, Kilifnei Chamishim, that the 50th year it belongs to the 49 years that preceded it, to those years that come before this 50th year? Or do I say, Oi, Kila Achra Chamishim, or do I say that the 50th year is connected to the 49 years that follow it? Tashima, come in here, that it's really a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the Sanya. We learned in a braisa, plucked the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. It's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Because the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud, Parshas Bahar, Vikidash dem eshnas hachamishim shana, ukras dem dror, bar, it's a call Yeshreel, yoyvel hi. So the Gemara learns out, ukidash dem eshnas hachamishim shana, you should sanctify the 50th year, shnas hachamishim atamoyne. You count this 50th year as the 50th year of the previous cycle of 49 years. The iata moine shnas chamishim, but you do not count it as the 50th year. Ve'achas. Now the word ve'achas here does not go back on chamishim. It's not saying chamishim ve'achas, 51st year. What it means is you don't count it as both a chamishim year, a 50th year, and also an achas year, a first year of the next 7 year cycle. In other words, the nafkamina is, when is the next Shemitah? Is the next Shemitah 57 years, or is the next Shemitah 56 years? If I don't count it, if like the Rabbanan, I don't count this year as part of the next Shemitah cycle, it only serves to be the 50th year of the previous 49 years, so then Shemitah will be in year number 57. But if I count this not only as the 50th year of the last 49 years, but also as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, it'll come out that Shemitah will be, the next Shemitah will be 6 years after the Yovel, in year 56, because Yovel was the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. But the Shita of the Chacham is no. You can only sanctify this year as Shnas HaChamishim Shana. You cannot count it V'achas. You cannot count it as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. Mikan Amru. From here, the Chachamim learned, Yovel Ein Oilu L'minyan Shavu, that the Yovel is not considered part of the next 7 years. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says Yovel Oilu L'minyan Shavua, that Yovel is counted. He doesn't learn this drasha that you can only count it as 50. You can also count it as one, as the first year of the next 7 year cycle. Amru Loilu Rabbi Yehuda. So what the Gemara is trying to say, that your question, whether when he says Yayin Shani Toyim, and as the Ran learned, Yovel Zeh, if he says Yovel Zeh, does it include the 50th year or not? It'll be totally in the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. If I hold that it belongs to the past 49, it's not the first year of the next cycle, so then it will be included in your neder to usher you on wine. But if I say that it belongs to the next cycle of Shemitah, then it will not be included in your neder. And now the Gemara goes into the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Amru lo the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, we have a difficulty with a pasuk, and the pasuk is found in Vayikra Chav, hey, pasuk, gimel. The pasuk says, shei shonim tizra sodecha, v'shei shonim tizmar kamecha, v'asafta es tivu asa. So say the Chacham to Rabbi Yehuda, harei u'aymer, shei shonim tizra sodecha. In other words, in every Shemitah cycle, the Rabbanan say you have to be able to plant for 6 years. Ve'ein kan el chomesh. But according to you, Rav Yehuda, in the Shemitah that follows a Yovel, how many years are you able to plant and harvest? Only 5 years. Because the first year of that Shemitah cycle was Yovel. The last year is going to be Shemitah. So you only have 5 years in the middle. And the Pasuk says you should be able to harvest and plant for 6 years. So you see you're wrong. Amar lahem, so the Rebbe answers to the Chacham, l'divrechem, according to you, I have a question also. Harei Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk. And this is again in that, in Parsha Bahar. This is in Perikhafei Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk says, v'tzivisi es berchasi lachem, bashana hashishish va'asa es hatvua l'shloish hashanim. In a regular Shemitah cycle, so you're holding on the sixth year. You're planting now for the sixth year. How long will the bracha of Hashem go on that too if you keep the mitzvah of Shemitah? It'll go for 3 years for the sixth year. It'll go into the Shemitah, which is the seventh year. And it'll even go into the beginning of the eighth year because you weren't able to plant in the seventh year. So at the beginning of the eighth year, you're still going to have to come on to the crops that grew in the sixth year. So the bracha is there for 3 years. Harei Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk. That the tvua on the sixth year will last for 3 years, 6, 7, and 8. But harei kan arba, according to you, it'll have to last for 4 years. Why? Because if you come to the yovel, and the yovel will be in the year number 50. So when you planted in the sixth year of the last Shemitah, that's year 48. The seventh year of Shemitah is year 49. And then you have Yovel, year 50. So now, how long is the Tfuah going to have to last from year number 48, which was the sixth year of the cycle? It'll have to last 4 years. It'll have to last the sixth year, 48, the seventh year, 49, the Yovel, year 50, and in Yovel, you also can't plant. It'll have to last the bracha going into year 51. So there's 4 years that'll have to last. And the Pasuk only says 3. So what's shot in the Pasuk? Ella, what will you have to answer? You'll have to say you're right. In the year of Yovel, the tvua will have to last for 4 years. The Pasuk says 3. The Pasuk is referring to all the other cycles of Shemitah. The first 6 cycles of the Shemitah. But the seventh one, Ein Echanami, will have to last 4. So, Delinami, what was your question on me? That you should be able to harvest and plant for 6 years, and according to me, by Yovel, you can only plant for 5 years. When the Pasuk says that you'll be able to do it, that's referring to all the other Shemitah cycles, except for the Yovel Shemitah cycle. There, the Yovel is the first year of the Shemitah cycle, according to Rabbi Yudashita, and that cycle of Shemitah, you'll only be able to plant for 5 years. The Pasuk is speaking about most of the other cycles of Shemitah. So, Mamela, your kasha on me is not a kasha because you have the same problem. You have to give a similar teretz legabi the pasuk of Asas Atvua. Memela Rabbi Yehuda defends himself from this kasha, but the maskana is we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan whether the yovel is part of the last 50 years or it also is part of the next. And the nafkamina will be if a person makes a neder whether he'll be usher in the 50th year. Not to drink wine or not. Continues the Gemara, Ada Pesach Aser. And let us for a moment go back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, brought 3 halachas nageya when a person makes a neder, Ada Pesach. It depends what lashon he uses. Now the key to the whole sugi here is that is the item of Zman that you are speaking about, is it a kavua? We know exactly the duration of this block of time. Or is it not kavua? It's flexible. So now says the Mishnah. If he says Ada Pesach, Pesach is kavua. And he just used the word Ada Pesach, Osir Achiyagia. So he's not Osir until the end of Pesach. He's an Osir in his neder up till the beginning of Pesach. What happens if he uses the words Achiyahei HaPesach? Then Osir Achiyetze. Then he's Osir until the end of Pesach. As the Ran explains, because Achiyahei means the entire Pesach. But now comes a machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. What happens if he used Ad Lifnei HaPesach? Or actually, the Rosh and the other Rishonim, the Ran And the Mefarish here, Andav Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, say instead of the word Lifnei HaPesach, they use Ad Pnei HaPesach. What does the term Pnei mean? So we have a Machlokes, Rab Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rab Meir, Oimer, Oser, Achi Yagia. That terminology means until you start Pesach. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Achi Yetzei. Rabbi Yossi says it means until a moment right before Pesach ends. Even a moment before Pesach ends, I'm also Ad HaPesach, because I still have one moment of Pesach left. Now, there's a very important rush here on the Samach Amid Aleph in the Gemara that I am learning from. It's five lines from the bottom of the rush on the right side of the Amud. And here you see where he has the Girsa Ad Pnei HaPesach. Let's learn the rush together inside. V'yesh b'mashmoy zeh shloisha inyonim. When a person says a pnei a pesach, there's three ways to interpret what he means. Ikal meimer ad pnei yomim horishoinim, dahainu ad sheyagia. It could mean to the face, the beginning of the first days of Pesach, which is until you reach Pesach, the terminology of ad sheyagia. Ve'ikal meimer could mean ad pnei yomim achroinim. He means up till the last days of Yontif. Then I'll be mutter in the last days of Pesach. It'll only be usher up till the last 2 days of Pesach. The ikala meimar is a third way. Ad pnei haPesach v'dahainu ad sheyetze. One moment before it goes away, and then you'll be usher until that moment, and you'll only be mutter to drink wine the last second of Pesach. The kamer Rab Meir. So Rab Meir says that ad pnei means ad sheyagia. What's the reasoning of Rav Meir, as we're going to see now in the sugya? Deloy ma'ayil inish nafshe l'sveika. He says, I'm osir until Pesach. So when a person says a neder, he's clear with what he is prohibiting upon himself. If he were to say, if it goes into Pesach, and part of Pesach is osir, and part of Pesach is mutter, that's ambiguous. The clearest thing is, when I say Ad HaPesach, it means I have nothing to do with Pesach. My neder doesn't involve Pesach at all. Not the first days, not the last days, not a minute before. Clear. Up to. However, V'davar HaMevur Likros Pnei HaPesach. He meant to say what is clearly before Pesach. V'hainu Achi Yagia. That's clear. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Ma'ayel Inish Nafshi Li'asur, B'chol Ma'ashi Yuchel Estapek. However, Rabbi Yossi Shittas know that a person, when he says Ad HaPesach, for example, he means to prohibit on himself whatever I could mean, up to the last days, up to a second before Pesach, because it's still, you're right, it's clearer until the beginning of Pesach, but a person doesn't always speak clearly. What he meant is up till, if it's already, you're making Avdolah, Moitzrei Pesach, then Pesach's over. But what do I mean up to Pesach? Maybe what I had in mind is even up to the last second. That could also go, perhaps, into what I meant, and a person is not so precise. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that he meant until a moment before. Now we can see the Gemara here on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Lameim Rid Rab Meir Sover Loi Ma'ayel Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. Should we say that Rab Meir, who holds Achi Yagia, holds that a person does not enter into anything ambiguous, and therefore he spoke clearly at a Pesach, which means Achi Yagia? Rabbi Yossi Savar, Ma'ayel Inish Nafshe L'Sveika, as the Rush spoke out over there on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi holds a person is not so clear. He could be a little ambiguous, and he meant to say until a moment before Pesach ends, Ad Sheyetze. Is that the Machloikis? Reminu, I'll ask you a question, Astira. Because we learned, Mi Sheyesh Lo Shtei Kitei Bonish, Mishtei Nashim, a person who had two sets of daughters from two women. He married one wife, and he had two daughters from her, an older daughter and a younger daughter. He married a second wife, and he had another two daughters, an older daughter and a younger daughter. Va'omar, and he said, Kidashti esbiti agdoilo, I got my oldest daughter engaged. Ve'eini yodea, I don't know, which means I don't remember. I know it was the older, but I don't know what I meant. I don't remember. In Gdoilus Shemigdoilus, did I mean the oldest of the oldest set? In Gdoilus Shemigtanois, did I mean the oldest of the younger set? Im Tanish Shabigdash, maybe I meant the youngest of the oldest set. In what way could she be old? Shehigdoyla minagdoyla Shabigdash. Because she's, after all, older than the oldest of the younger one. The second from the first group is older than the first from the second group. So I don't know what I meant. I know for sure I didn't mean the youngest of the youngest group, because she's not older in any sense. The halacha is, kulon asuris, as the Bach tells us, that we have to jump to the next line, chutz min haktana shebektanais, divrei Rab Meir. That according to Rab Meir, everyone is considered asur. That perhaps she is the one, in fact, that was the kedusha were made. They'll need a get in order to be able to marry somebody else. They'll need a get because misafik they are mekudesh, because maybe he meant them. So we see that Rav Meir holds that a person is machnes himself to a sveika. He doesn't mean the oldest, the one that for sure is the oldest, which would be the oldest of the oldest group. He might mean any of the others, except the Ktanis or Ktanis. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, Rabbi Yaisi says, Kulam Mataris, they're all Mutter, Chutz, Menagdolish, and Gdolish. Because Loi, a person does not Ma'ail Inish Nafshila Sveika. He's clear, he's not ambiguous. He said the oldest, he meant the oldest of the oldest. So there's a steer here from Rabbi Yaisi to Rabbi Yaisi, and from Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Meir. Here in our Gemara, when it came to Pesach, Achi, Agia, so Rab Meir held that a person is not machnas himself to a suffix. He meant up till Pesach, period. Not getting into Pesach whatsoever, the first days, the last days, the moment before. No, Achi, Agia, clear. Rab Yossi, I said Achi, Eitze, a person is machnas himself to a suffix. And here it's mamish the opposite. Rab Meir holds your machnas yourself to a suffix. All the older ones are usher. And Rab Yossi is the one who says, not a machnas out to a sveika, and only the oldest is usher. And for the Gemara, Amr Chanina Bar Avdimi, Amr Rav Mechlefes Hashita, you have to switch it around. What does it mean you have to switch it around? So the Mephoshim explained that the Gemara over there, which is brought down in Kedushin and in Tosefta, that is the correct one. The Rav Meir holds a person's machnas himself to a suffix, chutz min haktanis shebektanis. Rabbi Yossi says he's not machnas himself to a suffix, so only the oldest. What about by us over here in the Mishnah? There, mechlef is hashita, we have to switch it around, that Rav Meir is the one. That Rav Meir is the one who says Ad She Yetze, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Ad She Yagia, because he holds that a person is not machlis himself into a suffix. Sorry? Vartanya, because the Gemara brings a brisa, which means binichusa, Duran says, I'll bring you a raya, this is correct. And the ikur is the Tosefta, and the Gemara in Kedushin. Vartanya, we learned in a brisa. Zehaklal, kol shezmane kavua. Whatever is a set time. By Pesach, which is a set time. Va'amar ad lifnei, or as the Hagois Ritzunim brings down here, that in Kedushin it really says, ad pnei, if you use the Lashon ad pnei, Rav Meir Oimer ad she yetze, Rav Yossi Oimer ad she yagia. So you see from that brisa that the Kedushin and Tosefta is the correct one, and therefore we have to make a mechlafas hashita over here, and we have to say that Rav Meir is the one who says ad she yetze, because you are machlis yourself to a suffix, and Rav Yossi is the one who says, that you're not master yourself to something. What is the halacha? Let us look at the run on Ahmed Aleph, three lines from the bottom, and we'll learn it inside together. Well, in your halacha, kiven the mafchin and lehu, since we made a mechlefes hashita, we switched it around. The kaimelon, we have a klal. The Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, halacha, Rav Yossi. Wherever you have a mechlefes, Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, halacha, it's like Rav Yossi. The halacha is, naktinen bo'oimer ad pnei ha-pesach, she'en o'atzer el-atzi yegia. So the halacha remains like Rav Yossi, according to the switch in the sheetas, that Rav Yossi is the one who says, atzi yegia, because you're not machlis yourself into a suffix. I freak the run. We also asked the steer over there in Kedushin. Umaskin Hashem, the maskana was loyalam loy taper. There in the Kedushin, they said, don't make a mechlafes hashita. Leave it the way it is. Loy saber the masnisin lav b'mayil inish nafshel sveika plige. Because the machloikus is not between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in this halacha. of Pnei HaPesach, whether you're machlis yourself into a suffik or not, Ela Belishna Ba'alma Pligi, there is a machlaikis, what does the Lushan mean? The Rav Meir Sava Ad Pnei HaPesach, as we turn to Samach Alfam Beis, means Ad Kame Pischa Mashma. Again, he's not using the word Lifnei, the Grunz Girsa, with all the Rishonim, is Pnei. What does the word Pnei mean? So the Rav Meir Sheet is Pnei means the face of the beginning of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Ad the Mispani Pischa Mashma. The word Pnei means before it goes away. Pani, Mispani also has the word Pnei in it. So that's what Mashma. So in other words, it's not a Shaila whether you're machter yourself or a suffer or not. The Shaila is what does the word mean? Is the word before or does the word mean right before it goes away? If that's so, Lufuma Yisugya Masnis and Kedakama Kama. So our Mishnah remains the way it is. So this is the Ron's Kasha. What did I say on our Sugya holds Mukhlefa Sashita? And Rabbi Yossi holds Achi Yagia. And therefore we should paskin Achi Yagia, but based on the Gemara and Kedushin, you don't switch anything. It's a totally different machlokes, what the word Pnei means. And Rabbi Yossi remains that you go Achi Yetze. Says the Ran Afilohachi, Kivin the Hach Sugya, Itmara Besugya de Nidorim, Mashma de Ika Lemismach Lave Tvei, Mahu Sugya de Hassan de Lav Beduchte Itmar. The Ran tells us an interesting insight. If you have two Gemoras, and one is holding in the Sugya where it belongs, and the other is in a different place, not in its right place, over there in Kedushin, that's not the Sugya of Nedorim. By here, where we're learning Masechta Nedorim, and you bring it down. And here, your answer is, it's Mechlefes Hashita. So I say the one that has more validity is the one where, in the Sugya that you're holding in Nedorim. Nedorim, they said Mechlefes Hashita. Void, the Hatanya Kihach Sugya. Because as we said before, here, it's Desanya Ben Nechusa. We're bringing a Raya to Mechlefes Hashita. The Rambam Zechariah Levracha paskin that way. But the Ramban Zitzal, he pasak kesugya the hasam. He went like the sugya over there. The loy tepuch. Don't switch it around. The Rabbi Yosi Amar ba'ad pnei asra chiyetze, because pnei means panei, when it's going away, not when it's before it's coming. Venaktine kavasei. So the Ramban paskins like Rabbi Yosi without a switch. Therefore, he paskin achiyetze. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi with a switch. The Rambam. And so the Mechaber and Simon Reish Chav in Yardea, Sif Yud Aleph, Paskins like the Rambam against the Rabban, that we go like our Sugya in the Dorim, we're Mahapachet, and the Psak is like Rabbi Yossi, Ad She Yagia. Why couldn't one Gemara agree with the other? Because our Gemara held that Pnei is not Mispani. Pnei definitely means before, not as it's going away. That our Gemara disagrees with. That's a machlokes, but the Ran Svar is that when a Gemara is brought down in the Iker Sugya, you have to go with the Iker Sugya plus the Tanya. We have a Raya. Continues the next Mishnah. What happens if he said he met a Neder? Ad HaKotzer. I'm going to ask for something upon myself until the harvest of the grape. Or ad HaBotzer, until the harvest of the grapes. Or ad HaMastik, or until the harvest of the olives. Eino Aser El Achi Yagia. Then it's only Aser Achi Yagia. The Run speaks out, which not everybody will agree to, but most Rishonim agree to the Run, that even if he uses the Lashon Achi Yehei, the halach is Achi Yagia. Why? Because the rule is that there's a difference between Achi Yagia or Achi Yehei only by things like Pesach, which is Kavua. So then if you used Achi Yagia, it means until the beginning. If you used Achi Yehei, it means including the whole Pesach. But if you used Achi Yehei on something that's not Kavua, then it means also Achi Yagia. And the Run says on Amud Aleph, what's the Svara? Because since it's not established an exact time, Ein adam oyser atzmei bizman she'ein lekitzva. A person does not ask himself on something which has no set time. If it's 7 to 8 days of Pesach, I know how long the duration is. Then if I say atchei, hey, I mean to include the whole Pesach. But if I say atchei hey, on something that's not kavua bizman, I don't know exactly what I'm prohibiting, how long it is. I won't be machlis myself into that, and it means atchei yagia. Zeh haklal. And on this, the Mishnah says, this is the klal. In other words, we've had Pesach, which is kavua, and we've had kotzer, butzer, amasek. Who knows how long the harvest of these items will take? So this is the klal. Kol shezman kavua like Pesach v'omer amar atchi yagia aser atchi yagia amar atchi yehei aser atchi yetsei. Then it goes until the end. That's if it's kavua. But v'chol she'ein zman kavua. But anything that does not have a set time, like these harvests that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, bein amar atchi yehei, bein amar atchi yagia, ein aser atchi yagia. Then it doesn't make a difference whether you said atchi yehei or atchi yagia. It's aser atchi yagia. And now the way the Run learns this Mishnah, we have another case like that. What happens if he said arakayitz? Now we know, we refer to kayitz as being summer. But really the word kayitz means until the time of the collection of the figs. So, and it means, why, what is kayitz? The Run says, what does that have to do with figs? Achiehei. It means tzitza biyad. You rip it off, you rip the figs off with your hands. Or he said, until the kites will be. So since the harvest of the figs is not kavua, so therefore it's never till the end of the harvest, it's always till the beginning of the harvest. And what is that? Until the people gathered it in into the baskets. In other words, when it's not yet the time of harvest, people eat off the tree, they don't put it into a basket. So then his netter goes beyond that. That's too early. But once they get serious, it's a serious harvest, and they begin to put it into the baskets, that is the harvest, and then it's usher up till there. And even though he used the lashon atchi yehei, but since it's manai einai kavua, so, and a person doesn't want to usher himself on something that he doesn't know exactly how long it's going to take, so even atchi yehei remains ad sheyagia. What happens if he said atchi yavar akayitz, until the kayitz ends? So then he's saying clear, I wanted this netter to be until the harvest ends. Ad sheyakpilu hamektzois. What does it mean the harvest ends? At what point do we say it's the end of the harvest? Until the mektzois are folded. Two pshatim and the rishonim. The Rav and the Rambam says that mektzois were mats upon which they put the figs in order to dry in the sun. When the people folded up those mats, it means it was the end of the season. Even if other people still collected a few figs on the tree, for all intents and purposes, the season is over. And the Run and the Rush say that it's knives. These are like switchblades that the knife is used to form the circle. Igule dvele. It's used in order to make a nice circle around the figs. And then the blade is put back into the handle like a switchblade. That's so when those are not open anymore, when people folded it up, it mean, and they're going to put away these instruments until next harvest, that is the end of the harvest season, and then his netter is over. Now, the Rush brings here a very interesting Yerayim. And in the Rush that I have on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from where it gets wide, in the Divri Amaskal Ada Kayetz Achiehei Kayetz, he brings down five lines, five words from the end of the line. Varav Rab Lazar Mimitz, this is the Machaber of Sefer Yerayim, Dikduk, he made a diuk in our Mishnah. Midiktani Gabi Kayetz Ada Kayetz Achiehei. So by Kayetz, we had four cases of harvesting in the Mishnah. We had Ada Kotzer, Ada Butzer, Ada Masik, and at the end of the Mishnah, we had Ada Kayetz. But by Ada Kayetz, it didn't just say Ada Kayetz, it says, or Achiehei Kayetz. So Achiehei, Vigabi Kotzer, Butzer, Masik, Loiktani Achiehei. If you look in the Mishnah carefully, you'll see. The first three cases of the Mishnah do not use Achiehei. We spoke out from the Run that Achiehei by these things is equivalent to Achiyagia because you don't know when it's going to end. But the Rav Lezer Mimitz said, wait a second, look carefully at the Mishnah. The only time the Mishnah used Achiehei is by Kayetz. by figs, by olives and grapes and grain. It did not use the word achiyehe. So therefore, alma dafkiktani. The Mishnah is precise. The katsuru batsuru masig zman mishichasan yadua k'may pesach. He argues on the run. According to the run, all four cases of harvest have the same din. You never know how long the harvest is going to last. So even if you say achiyehe, it's like achiyegia. Mashi yankin Rav Elazar Mimit says no. By these three, ada katsuru batsuru masig, if you would say achiyehe, it's like Pesach. It's a short harvest season. There we would say it's like Pesach, that the person is ushering himself until the end of the harvest season. We don't say Achieh is equivalent to Achiegia. Mashi Yankin says, Rav Elazar Mimitz, by Arakayetz, if he says Achieh Akayetz, there the figs apparently is a very long harvest season, and therefore he doesn't know what he's dealing with, so Achieh remains Achiegia. But it's only by Kayetz, but not by the first three. That's his chuck. V'yomer Achieh, Achieyaver Kamar. And if he says Achieh by what? By the first three, there it'll be like Pesach according to Rav Elazar Mimitz. Aval Kayetz ein lekitas tadim ka'achas. The ein kotzav lezman ha'kayetz. It's only Kayetz that we don't know exactly how long the harvest lasts. Now, here comes the point. What was the case in the Mishnah where the Mishnah says kol she'ein zman ha'kavua? According to the run, you know what's Ein Zman HaKavua? Any harvest is Ein Zman HaKavua. So according to the run, the Zeha Klal of the Mishnah is going, and the run's going to make a point, the Rush is going to make a point of this in a moment, that the Zman Zeha Klal, whatever's Kavua, then Achieh means until the end. Whatever is not kavua, then even if you say achiyehe, it means achiyagia. And what is it referring to? Cases we had in the Mishnah. Pesach is kavua, and all the harvests are not kavua. Mashiyankin, according to the Rav Elazar Mimitz, all the harvests are also kavua. The only harvest that's not kavua is out of kayetz. So when the Mishnah says, zeha klal, kol she'ein zman kavua, what's it talking about? Kayetz we didn't learn yet. So what does he learn? He learns that speaking about a guy says, until the battle is over, how do I know how long the Iraq war is going on already for, 5-6 years. We don't know when it's going to end. Right? So now look at the next rush. V'davish ein zman kavua, pirish. Im tola nidroi, belechas ploini, lemaka ploini. He says, when I go on this trip, I don't know when I'm coming back, how long the trip will take. I don't know how long I'm going to be at this place. I don't know how long the war will be. There, if it's unknown time, then when he said, he meant Achiyagia. The rush does not like this pshat of the Urayim, high Purusha. Ki hadavar yadua shel upamim, yimei ha-kotzer, yimei ha-botzer, muatan. Upamim merubin, lefi birchas ha-shonim. Question number one, he asks here a bunch of questions on the Urayim. Number one, how could you tell me that the harvest of grain, or olives, or grapes, is yadua? It depends what Hashem, sometimes it's better, sometimes it's less. And also because Zeha Klal, as we pointed out, is going on things that are written in the Mishnah. According to the Urayim, Muhammad is not written in the Mishnah anywhere. Going on a trip is not written on the Mishnah. According to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, yes, you know what's Ein Zman HaKavua? The harvest of grain and grapes and olives. That's written in the Mishnah. Pesach is written in the Mishnah. But according to the Urayim, you have to invent a whole new case that's not even written in the Mishnah. Muhammad are going on a trip. The Urayim had a diuk that it didn't say Achieh by these three harvests of Kotzer, Botzer, and Masig. That's not a shver. Even the Tana Eina Aser El Achiyagia Haviki Ilu Tana Achieh. The Achimash Malishna Beis Elosh Shomer Eina Aser El Achiyagia. So he says that kasha of the Urayim is not a kasha because when the Mishnah says Ada Kotzer, Ada Botzer, Ada Masig, Eina Aser El Achiyagia, what the Mishnah means to say is I don't care what you're going to say, even if you're going to say Achieh, it'll only remain Achiyagia. That's what the Mishnah means according to the Rush. So we have this Machlokes Rishonim. What is the getter of Kotzer, Botzer, Potter Masig, is it a Kavua, and then Achihe will meet till the end? Is it Ain a Kavua, and then Achihe will be Achiyagia, because a person doesn't want to ask himself on a time that he doesn't know how long it will take. Begins the Gemara, Tana, Kilkula, Shamro, that which we said, that they began putting it into a basket of, Kilkula, Shaltaim is referring to a basket of Te'enim, of figs. Veloi, Kilkula, Shalanov, it is not referring to a basket of grapes. Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Hanoin repairs a kayet, somebody prohibited himself from the fruits of the kayets. Ain't Osir el Betanim, he's only Osir and Tanim. And he's not including in that grapes. That grapes are included in figs. My time, the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama who says that it only includes figs and not grapes? Kasavar Te'enim Miktsitsan Biyada. When he says Hakayets, he means things that are picked by hand. What's picked by hand? Figs. Anovim Lemiksan Biyada. Anovim are not picked by hands, they are cut with a knife. And the run says, Vahi Chaticha Mikri. That's not called ktsitsa, that's not kayetz, that's chaticha. You are cutting it with a knife, so that's not included. Shim gam l'sover, anovim nami. By grapes also, you're right. Normally they are cut with a instrument, but ki meradadon, when the stems dry up, then miktsitz and biyada, that even grapes are ripped off with the hands, so they could also be included in the Lashon Kayetz. Therefore, Kayetz will not only refer to Einim, which are figs, they could also refer to grapes, because sometimes grapes are also ripped off by the hand.